Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being prepared to overcome and recognizing God's Spirit helps us, His Word helps us, His people help us to overcome the temptations of the enemy. And so each weekday morning, we're looking at a different aspect of a message or a series of messages that God gave to the churches through His messenger, through John in the book of Revelation, declaring to those who overcome a variety of things. And it makes our pursuit of Jesus, the one who makes it possible for us to overcome, such a greater thing. And today we're going to focus in on overcoming oppression. None of us, I would imagine, really like being put down. I know they're kind of the mild forms of put down that, we call somebody a name or we do this or that, but true oppression takes those mental elements of put down, putting people down, and it elevates it to a science to destroy them, to make them powerless. And as we consider what that looks like, we're going to look at Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27, as this promise of God to those who overcome. It says, "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end," make note of that, "I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father." So there's a recognition that those who overcome are those who keep God's word until the end. And he says, they will be given authority over the nations. And I don't know, it may be a stretch on my part, but when you think about particularly John writing to believers scattered around the world because of great persecution, it was as if the nations, at least some of the nations, were the ones doing the oppressing. And it was impossible for the people to stand up against the nations. In fact, throughout the Old Testament, you'll discover nations who oppress God's people, and they were doing so with God's direction, for purpose, for punishment, for discipline, for getting their attention, so that God would raise up a true leader who would speak on his behalf. And this cycle just continued on and on and on again until he raised up the true leader who has victory over all nations. That's why when Satan would offer Jesus the kingdoms of the world, if Jesus would just bow down and worship him, I can almost imagine Jesus laughing to himself and thinking, they're already mine. I have the authority and the power to take them at a cost to Satan. And when we live as those who overcome, the oppression of this world, well, it's painful. It's not pleasant. It will ebb and flow, and places in this world today know what true oppression is. Other places claim oppression, and it's not good, but it might not quite reach the level I would classify as oppression. But regardless of how we define it and how we label it, throughout history, people have mistreated people and have done so by misusing authority. Now, I make it clear, I believe in governmental authority. I support the men and women who patrol our streets, who respond to crime incidents and issues throughout any community. The boys in blue, some might say. The men and women who are police officers, work for sheriff department, are involved in law enforcement at any level of government. I believe they have a noble job. But what God talks about is groups and nations and individuals who choose to misuse. He says all authority comes from Him. It's why we pray for our government leaders. It's why we obey our government leaders. Because whatever authority that they're using, He's been allotted to them. And so it kind of goes along with the statement of Jesus that in this world we will have trouble. The oppression will happen to some more than others, to others in different ways, but the one who overcomes, who remains true to God's word, overcomes that oppression. Rules with authority, with Christ, seated in the heavenlies. And just as Jesus was seated in the heavenlies at God's right hand, we have a place with Him when we overcome oppression and we stay true to our commitment of faith in Jesus Christ. And as we follow Him and obey Him, would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with You, in order to overcome. You've given us instructions. You've given us Your Spirit to help us follow those instructions. You've given us teachers and shepherds and leaders that assist us. And so, God, today I pray that as we consider the oppression that we may or may not experience, but we notice that, number one, we would not be involved in oppressing others, knowing that those who put their faith in You, who remain faithful to the end, will overcome that, and that would not be to our benefit to be found as one of the oppressors. But God, help us to come alongside those who are being oppressed. And even if we are, the companionship, the strengthening, the ability to withstand and overcome is increased when we're not doing it alone. God, help us to never give up. Maybe we don't always understand the nature of the oppression or why it exists or how You allow it, but even without understanding, we still know that You call us to faithfulness, obedience to Your word, a constant pursuit of You with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So God, it is my prayer today that in all of this, that we would be those who overcome, who are given authority. Well, it may not be authority when we think we want it, but it's authority with You And as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, may we continually lift Him up so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.